Well, James, this morning you've confounded me somewhat there, because I've got some things to show you, and pictures, and I'm hoping that you're going to give me some help with these. So if your eyesight's up to it, do you think? Anyway, we'll see. Otherwise, you might need to come a little bit nearer there. Let's see how we do, because we're starting a new series this year. And that series is on animals. Animals as we find them in the Bible. So here we are. Let's just try us out on a few. I don't think they're too complicated, these, but let's just see if James can help us perhaps with these. This fella here, can you tell me what we've got here?
Giraffe.
A giraffe. Very good. Let's turn a few pages and see what we come up with next. This one here, with a few of them.
Elephants.
The elephants. Very good. Very good. Oh, I think you'll get this one. This fella here.
Tiger.
Tiger, isn't it? There you go. Oh, I should show you this too. There you are. You know, don't you? I'm sure what tigers are all about. There you are. You've got the preview of that one. James?
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Can't catch this fellow out, can we, here? Very good. And?
Zebra.
Very confidently said. That one?
Polar bear.
And there was a story about a photographer who was in his little kind of encased camera point there, and a polar bear was outside trying to find out how to get in and to have some lunch. And that polar bear, fortunately for that man, couldn't work out quite how to get in and went off a bit bored with the whole thing. So the man survived. I don't know. I'll try. Yes?
Meerkats.
All right, very good. Meerkats. Meerkats, we say. Yes, we had those too. Right. So, animals. Different animals. And some of those are quite unlike each other. In what ways can they be unlike each other, some of those? Timothy?
Some are herbivores and some are carnivores.
Very good. Some are herbivores. So they eat what? What do they eat? Molly?
Plants.
Plants, grass and things like that. Others are carnivores, so they eat meat. Things like us, in fact. Some of them would if they had a chance. So, varieties of animals. We've got one here. What's on the front there? Stanley?
Seal.
Looks like a seal, doesn't it? All different colours. These are mammals. Mammals, what are those? Anybody tell me what's a mammal, Molly?
Warm-blooded creature.
They're warm-blooded, aren't they? But particularly, what do they do? Is that going to cover it, Charlotte?
They usually have, and they drink milk.
They drink milk from their mum, Stanley.
They give birth to live young.
They give birth to live young. They don't sort of, by and large, and there's some distinctions, but by and large, they give birth. They don't have eggs and that sort of thing. So there we are. That's about it. Good. Lots of different animals. And what do we call some of the differences? I'm working you hard here. What do we call different kinds of animals? There's particular words. I didn't say that word I was going to say, so that would have been a hint there, Stanley.
Species.
Species, that's right. Different species. And you could say the genus of different ones, which is groups of species. So it can get very complicated. We group them all together. So where do they come from? Where do they come from? Where do they come from? How do they all begin? How do we get zebras and polar bears and giraffes? Molly?
Creation.
Creation. Creation. Where do some people say they came from, Timothy?
Primeval soup.
Primeval soup. Well, it's taking it right back there, isn't it? And how did they get from gooey, gungy stuff, Charlotte?
They evolved.
They evolved, we're told. So they sort of came out of it somehow. And there we are, lots of different views on that. Macroevolution, as it's called. But we believe in creation, don't we? We believe in creation. And that God made them. When did he make them in creation? In creation week. When did he make them? Stanley?
Day 5.
Yeah, what did he make on day 5? What did he make on day 5? Made certain things on day 5. But he didn't make everything on day 5, Molly?
Birds and fish,
that's right. And when did he make basically everything else that kind of moves around, Charlotte?
Day 6.
Day 6, we read, made the cattle, the beasts of the field, and all creeping things. We're going to be looking at some of those creeping things and what have you in weeks ahead. All of the different kinds, all according to their kind. Why did he make so many? Why? Why did he make so many? Because there are a lot, aren't there? There's kangaroos, and they're different to lions, and lions are different to meerkats, and meerkats are different to polar bears. Why so many? Why? Can anybody give me any answer to that? A bit of whispering, you can confer. University challenge, isn't it? You may confer. Well, no conferring, they say on that, don't they? Bonus for 10. No? Okay. Try this. For his glory. For the glory of God. For the glory of God. So that you and I might have books like this and look at these creatures and say, well, look at this. I mean, look at these. I mean, look at that. A polar bear. Zebra. Look at this giraffe with his long neck. And these that jump around like this. Amazing. And people are amazed enough because they go into jungles, don't they, and film these things. And there was that fellow there at the Arctic in his little igloo-y thing, filming these polar bears right up close. And there are these people underwater looking at the fish right down there. Because there's so much to see. Have we seen it all yet? Have we seen it all yet? You may shake your heads. No, we haven't. We haven't classified and logged every single bird that there is, every single fish that there is, everything that's in the Amazon jungle around there, every insect that's flying around. I don't think we ever will, in a sense. I'm sure there will still be things and we'll still be searching out. It's for the glory of God. For us to be able to go, wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that astonishing? At the beginning, what did they eat? What did they eat? What did the animals eat, we're told? In the Bible, this. What did they eat? Molly?
Plants.
They ate plants. They ate grass. They ate plants. Of course, that all changed. And we'll come to that. Because there's another creature that we need to look at. Another week. Next week, in fact. But there we begin. Animals in the Bible. Can you think of some of the places else in the Bible where lots of animals are mentioned? Can you think of any, Charlotte?
Noah's Ark.
Yes, Noah's Ark. That's the obvious one there, isn't it? Oh, the different kinds that come to Noah. Psalm 104 is a place. You look there. Oh, these different creatures. There's the rock badger. There's the wild goat. There's the lions there it talks about. Everything there, it seems to mention, all in that psalm and what they do and their behaviours. And it says that God feeds them. Because in a sense, he does, doesn't he? He makes the grass grow. He makes all these things to come. Do the people out there get that? Do they get that? They don't. Lots of them are photographing. Lots of them are painting it or drawing it, writing up about it. But they don't get this, that it's all for the glory of God. That we should step back and say, he's amazing, isn't he? He's wonderful, isn't he? But who did he give command of all of this to? Who did he say is in command of this? Charlotte.
Man.
Man. He said at the beginning that man should have dominion. That's the word we have in our Bibles, isn't it? Dominion over these things, over all the beasts of the field, over all the fish that travel the paths of the seas. That's in Psalm 8 about that. All of this is under man. Has man made a good job of it, do you think? By and large, Molly's shaking her head there. No, I guess man has not always done wonderful at this. So should we then do what some say and kind of make the animals in charge and say, we'll just do what the animals kind of want, what they need, and perhaps we ought to really just die out? Should we do that? Do you think? You can shake your head again at that. No. You know, some people actually teach Man's a virus, like a virus, that we're like an illness on this planet, like a kind of nasty intruder. You know, like you wouldn't want to catch flu or something like that. Some of us did over Christmas and through earlier time there. And it's like we're a flu bug and we've come and invaded the earth and we're just killing it all off. Okay, man isn't always very wise and very sensible in how he's treated the animal kingdom. But man is not under the dominion of the animals. The animals are under the dominion of man. He should be careful how he treats them and how he thinks about them. But that's the way round that it goes. And some people, don't they? They get that all back to front or the wrong way round and don't quite see how it's meant to be. So, animals. There is a lot about animals there in the Bible, right at the beginning. All the different kinds, all the different species, the ways in which they are. And they didn't come one from the other, or that one from this one, or they kind of had a family tree, and right down there was the primeval soup that Timothy mentioned, and it all kind of came out of that somehow. And God made them different kinds, different species. There they were. But we're going to look at some animals that occur in the Bible, just learn some lessons from those and see what they can teach us. Let's just hold that lesson. It's all actually for the glory of God, to show us how wonderful he is, that he could make so many different things, so many interesting things, so many beautiful things, so many fascinating things, all to his glory. Let's sing a hymn, 670. I will sing The Wondrous Story, 670.